Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about making the Philistines mad. I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 3 and 4, where we read, "And Jonathan attacked the garrison of the Philistines that was in Geba, and the Philistines heard of it. Then Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land, saying, 'Let the Hebrews hear.' Now all Israel heard it said that Saul had attacked the garrison of the Philistines, and that Israel had become an abomination to the Philistines. And the people were called together to Saul at Gilgal." Jonathan was the son of King Saul, and he was a remarkable military leader. Again and again, he showed that he could lead a successful attack, and this time, Jonathan attacked the garrison of the Philistines. Yet this attack woke the Philistines up. Israel had enjoyed the peace of a subjected people. Everything was fine as long as they took their place as a subject people. Therefore, through the attack, Jonathan said, Israel won't meekly surrender to the Philistines any longer. And so our text clearly tells us, Israel had become an abomination to the Philistines. Catch this. As long as the Israelites stayed in their weak, defeated place, the Philistines thought they were wonderful. As soon as the Israelites showed boldness and courage against the Lord's enemies, the Philistines considered the Israelites an abomination. The same principle is true spiritually in our lives. We don't war against armies of Philistines. Our armies are principalities, powers, the rulers of darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, according to Ephesians 6. But our spiritual enemies have the same attitude as the Philistines had in 1 Samuel chapter 13. As long as we're weak and subjected to our spiritual enemies, they don't mind us at all. They may even kind of like us. But as soon as we show some boldness and courage against the Lord's enemies, our spiritual foes consider us an abomination. Friend, it took courage for Jonathan to say, "I don't care if the Philistines are angry. It's time for God's people to be free." We need the same courage, and we need to refuse to live under the dominion of our spiritual enemies, but walk in the freedom that Jesus Christ purchased for us by his great work at the cross. God helping us, we will, and we'll walk forward in that freedom, even if it makes the Philistines, our spiritual enemies, mad, and we'll do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.